This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
From gutters to landscaping, from replacement windows to a full basement remodel, and everything in between, it's time for the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show. Now, here's your host, Big Time Mike McGivern, on 1250 AM, The Fan.
Welcome to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on 1250 AM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern. Thanks for joining us. My co-host today, she's the Vice President of David and Goliath Builders. Ann Rodriguez. Ann, how are you today?
I'm great. How are you, Mike?
Good. Happy New Year.
Yeah, same to you.
Man, thank goodness 2020 is behind us, right?
Absolutely.
My goodness. Hey, a lot going on over at Nary Milwaukee with the start of the new year, and I'm excited that we can talk about the 2021 Spring Home Improvement Show.
Absolutely.
May 21st, 22nd, 23rd. I like the dates. I have to be honest with you. I know that, you know, it's not when we normally do that show, but I'm just excited that we're going to be doing it. And I like the idea of doing it in May.
I do too, actually.
Good.
It'll be a good change. We won't be competing with Packer playoff games or other things, snow.
Correct. Well, let's hope not. And I'll tell you what, you know, there's always that 10% chance. And winter, I think, is taking a while to come to us here. So you never know if it's going to be in May. But I'm pretty sure, like you are. How are things going over at Dave and Goliath Builders? You guys busy?
Very busy. Yep. It's going well.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. And it's interesting because, and when I talk to non-Nary members, you know, guys that work, you know, they have their own business or they work for a business where they've got a couple of guys and maybe one day they'll do some siding and then they'll let people know that they can also do, you know, the bathroom. And so they do a lot of things. A lot of those guys aren't very busy right now. And then I talk to Nary members and they're like, hey, we're busy and 2021 is going to be a really good year. And I think that says a lot about the professionalism and what Nary members are. You know, they're the best of the best. And when you are the best of the best, you get a chance to be busy in a time when maybe some other people are not.
Very true. We are the source for local, trusted, and proven contractors. So
I 100%. I agree with that. And when I get asked, we aren't Nary members and we don't think it's important that we join. I just go into this whole, now my elevator speech is all about how Nary handled COVID. You know, how Diane and Michelle and Tom and the board of directors, everybody came together and said, okay, what's the best policies now? And they sent out emails at least one a day there for a couple of months saying, hey, look, this is what we recommend. This is what the law is now. This is what the rules say. And so that as Nary members, we didn't have to go finding this stuff ourselves.
Absolutely. They're like our right arm. They help us navigate all kinds of things like this, not just COVID, but any kind of changes in the code or municipal changes that maybe, you know, our government is doing that affects our business. They're out there and they're representing us and they're helping us run our businesses.
Yeah, they really are. Our special guest today knows a lot about this because he's on a few boards over at Nary Milwaukee. He's the owner of J&J Contractors, Jason Saborowski. Jason, how are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Yeah, thanks a lot. I appreciate you coming on. You know, January's kind of been J&J Contractor Month for us on this show, and I really appreciate Your willingness as the owner of J&J Contractors to be on this show, for at least to have somebody from J&J Contractors be on the show, and you've got big shoes to fill, because the last two weeks our guests have been awesome. You know, John last week he was just incredible, and they're so knowledgeable, Jason, and I understand why you guys are the company you are, because of the people that you surround yourself with.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that, Mike. And when I saw there was four spots available, I was like, you know what? Let's make it J&J month.
Well, yeah, January should be J&J month. That's what I'm thinking. Hey, Jason, when we started the show talking to Ann about the show being in May, the spring show, and both Ann and I said, boy, I'm excited to try it in May. How about you?
I am too, actually. I think it'll be nice because we are usually dealing with playoff games, especially I hope the Packers are there. So this way we can avoid it now.
And I think by that time, look, when we did the fall show, Nary led. They led, and people throughout the country wanted to get the template on how Diane and Michelle and Allison and Tom and the entire board of directors and the entire staff put this thing together, and it was a very successful show. I was really happy with how it came off, and so we're going to utilize that template. And the spring show obviously is much bigger than the fall show, but we're going to be able to take that template and now move it right into spring.
I agree. Nary was definitely the leaders, and we were the first show to put on, and it was done successfully and safe, and it was really a great show in fall, and they will continue, I trust, to do the same stuff they did last time, which made it so successful.
You know, and I am hoping that this year we can have the soiree and we can do the tour of remodel homes. We can do all of that. I don't know if that's going to happen, but I sure hope so. And that soiree that we missed out on last year, and the amount of money that we raised for cancer research, I think is really important. And I think we've grown in that arena, and I hope that we can get back to that, because that's a big event for us.
Yeah, me too. I hope that even, for the show in May, we're closer to, getting everybody back out and doing all the things they love to do.
Yeah, I believe that we will be. I do. I believe that, but I've been wrong on this thing about 95% of the time, and so don't hold me to that, because I don't know. I keep thinking it's right around the corner, and then it gets around the corner, and I think, well, maybe it's around the next corner, and maybe it's around the next corner. But I'm hoping that certainly by May 21st, 22nd, and 23rd, when we're going to be at State Fair Park for the 2021 Spring Home Improvement Show, that things will be close to back to normal. Hey, Jason, I had asked Ann how busy David and Goliath Builders were and DG Remodeling. How about J&J Contractors? You guys hitting 2021 with a bang to start with?
We have more starts in the books right now than we've ever had. So it's been really, really great, actually.
Jason, I've told this story for some reason a number of times here in the last 2 weeks to people, that when that new office that you have, and I'm going to continue to call it a new office at 6600 School Way in Greendale, when you brought me over there, when you decided to buy that building and you took me in, and I said, are you out of your mind? Like, what? And you said, no, don't you see it? And I go, no, I don't see it. And I struggle with that. Well, that office space, Jason, is first of all, it's unbelievable. It's beautiful. And second of all, it has really given you guys at J&J Contractors the opportunity to really showcase some of the work that you do.
Yes, it was done with love, this building was, for sure. And I think when people walk into it, they see all the quality and the craftsmanship and all the time effort that went into it. And I've literally had people come in here and just, we have great conversations and we talk about their project and I give them some rough numbers. And I've literally had people say, hey, you're a guy, let's do it. And I'm just like, holy cow, this has never happened. It never happened to me in the old building, I'll tell you that.
Well, I remember coming to the old building and asking Shannon, so when will the new one be ready? And having her, I've never seen anybody roll her eyes as hard as Shannon would be. And she'd go, don't ask me, because I don't know. Ask Jason, but he doesn't really know either, because that was a big major project that you guys were trying to accomplish in the middle of a really busy time for J&J Contractors.
Correct. So we were already busy, and honestly, the customers come first, right? So the building we'd send guys here when we could, or on nights or weekends, and it's just the customer jobs came first.
Well, and the finished product is unbelievable, and I hope you're as proud of it as the people that walk in. I'm really proud of it because, again, my first question was, are you out of your mind? What are you thinking? Are you sure you want to do this? And you're like, you wait till you see how this thing looks, and it certainly is just a beautiful a place. You can go to jjcontractorsllc.com. Or call them at 414-423-9200. Set up an appointment. Come by, take a look at this new office space that they have. And it's kind of a one-stop shop. I mean, you can go in and they can show you everything that you need to know about whatever remodeling project you're going to do right on site. And it makes it quite a bit easier for sure. Hey, and with Nary Milwaukee, I know that, throughout 2020, we had to make some adjustments as far as, furthering education and some of the things the foundation was doing and how they could do it and how they could accomplish their goals. Are there any changes that you know of in 2020 that we should be aware of? I think we're going to get back to furthering education, which is so important to every Nary member, and I'm hoping the foundation can get back to making sure that they do all the things they do to raise the money that they need to raise to help people with scholarships and some of the things that they donate the money to. I'm hoping 2021 gets us back kind of to most of those things.
I agree. The Nary, it's hard to do all these meetings via Zoom and not be able to be in person and collaborate and come up with ideas. And, we're constantly rethinking how we're doing things. I do not think, and Jason can confirm this, that we are not going to do the remodeled tour of homes this year. So we're going to push that off and have a great one in 2022. But we are proceeding with our shows, and the foundation is still working on, their mission, and I think they're in the process of picking a project to work on this year.
Good.
So,
I
and we're all
yeah.
busy, like Jason said. So, it's amazing what the pandemic has done to our business, and that people are at home and looking and saying, what can we do? Our home isn't functioning right, and we're here 24/7. So, Nary members are busy.
And people aren't taking those big vacations, and they're saying, okay, we had 5,000, 10,000, 20,000 put aside for this big family vacation. Okay, now we can take that money instead of doing that, and let's start the process of getting some of this work done that we feel like we need. And the last year and the soiree was going to be at a J&J Contractors project, and we didn't have that, and I really wanted to see that project, so I did the second best thing, and Jason allowed me to book a guest for the next two segments whose home was the winner of that, and we were going to do the soiree at her house, and we're not going to be able to go there, but we're going to be able to at least talk about the project, and we'll learn more about the work that J&J Contractors has done at Beth's house in the next two segments, in fact. And I really appreciate your time. Thank you very much again. Spring Home Improvement Show, May 21st, 22nd, 23rd. You can go to the Nary website at narymilwaukee.org. Go to the events page, go to the Spring Home Improvement Show, and you can take a look at some of the things that are already going on. And if you're a Nary member that has not signed up for that yet, I would recommend that you do it because there is limited space, and I know they've gotten a really nice reaction from the Nary members that people have already signed up for their booths. So I would recommend, if you're a NARI member, listen to the show and you haven't done that yet, that next week I would get to that and make sure that you book your show. But again, May 21st, 22nd, 23rd, I'm going to ask you to put it on your calendar because it's going to come a lot quicker than you think. Ann Rodriguez, thank you so much. She's the Vice President of David and Goliath Builders and DG Remodeling. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Yeah, you bet. Jason, we'll get to a break, and my new best friend is going to join us.
Okay.
Jason, I got a chance to talk to Beth for a few minutes. In fact, it was more than a few minutes because the love that she has for you and your family and your company just came through the phone, and we had a lot to talk about. We will be joined. Is it Hazy? Beth?
I'm not good with last name.
I don't know. I'm not. Oh, well, really? I just got yours right for the first time today, didn't I? Cyborowski.
You did a very good job.
That's still not right?
That's close.
It's close. Well, that's what Shannon said that's what you need to call him. So if that's wrong, I'm blaming her. Well, on the other side of the break, Beth is a woman that I can tell you that they had a major project done with J&J Contractors, and she will tell us all about it in the next two segments. This is the NARI Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on 1250 AM, The Fan. Welcome back to the NARI Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on 1250 AM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern. I want to thank Ann Rodriguez. She was my co-host for the first segment. Again, the Vice President of David and Goliath Builders, DG Remodeling, our special guests. Now we have two of them. Jason Cyborowski is the owner of J&J Contractors, and Beth Heise. And before we talk to Beth, let me tell you a little bit about a letter that that she wrote after the entire project that she had done with J&J Contractors. I just it's a letter that I'm not going to read the whole thing, but to finish the story of our home, we bought a home in Greendale, the intent of working in the entire remodel only with J&J. The earlier house we missed out on was the exact style and quality they were looking for. We knew J&J were the only ones that could make this happen for us. We did not take this journey lightly, as our family has been through so much this past year. We're in this to make it our forever home. Thank you, J&J, for bringing our family home to a place of true beauty and joy, and giving us a new start that we so desperately wanted. We have now hope with our new neighbors and our great friends. We have our recommendation. You have our recommendation for life, and we are forever grateful in our forever home. What a well-written letter about a company that, she put a lot of trust in. Beth Heise is joining us. Beth, how are you today?
Hi, I'm great this morning. Good morning.
Hey, I was a little late on getting Sam, who we wanted for bumper music, so you're going to hear one of your favorite ones coming up.
Okay,
next one, and you can blame me for that on. No worries. Hey, Beth, let's talk about that journey. I had the pleasure to talk to you off the air a couple of days ago, and the idea of, you know, making that change for you and your daughters, you guys did not take that lightly. And when you missed out on the first home, I think we both agree that there was a reason for that now. But at
exactly.
that point you thought, oh boy, what was I thinking waiting? And you were about 3 hours late from getting that one. But this whole process that you guys went through with J&J Contractors was really a positive process for you.
Definitely. From the onset, when we were in the other house, just the quality of everything that was done there is what I knew I wanted. The look and the style, and you could tell the craftsmanship and the details, and it was a solid remodel of that flipped house. So I knew that was what I wanted in the home that we were going to have.
And you knew you'd have to certainly get along with Jason, because this house is pretty darn close to his, like, you guys are neighbors.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was thinking that he had to kind of feel us out a little bit too, I'm sure, to see who we were, before, you know, we would know that, I could possibly be the neighbor in the house that was going to be for sale in his neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. You know, what I love is Jason is a client of mine, and he doesn't know this, but He's going to have to double the amount that he spends with you monthly because of those pictures that you sent me of some of the wild parties that he was having. And either he's going to, you know, double that revenue with me, or I'm going to put these pictures on Facebook.
Now, you can't Jason, be making stuff up because I got to live next door.
I am making all this up. If you know Jason, trust me, he's a family guy and he's got a beautiful wife and beautiful daughters. And wild parties are not really, I don't think, anything that they've had over there. But, you know, if he does, his mom and dad can walk right down the pathway and tell him to turn the music down. So, hey, Jason, when this whole project started, and I'm on your website and looking at this award-winning project, and wow, if Beth, can we start a little bit at the beginning when you bought that house? Did you know going in all of the different things you wanted to change, or was that a process where you started with one thing and then moved to the next and the next, or did you go, okay, we're going to redo this whole thing at once?
I knew I wanted to redo the whole thing, but when you're with Jason, he has kind of the vision. And he shares the vision with you, and you kind of walk through it together. And there's things that were that I knew I had to have, like a home office, because I have a business that I work at home. And so there were certain aspects to it that I knew I had to have those pieces. But Jason and the home itself already kind of had the vision. And I knew I wanted a certain layout with the bedrooms upstairs, and the main level being more of the living space and the office space and things like that. But you work together as a team on that, but the initial vision is really what kind of made it happen.
If you want to take a look at the work that was done, go to jjcontractorsllc.com, go to the gallery page, and then the third one on the right, it's got the seal 2019, the award winner of 2019, and you can just click on view more and read about that whole process and read about some of the things that were done. And now then you can take a look at before and after. And I have to tell you, Beth, looking at the before and after pictures, it's not even like the same house.
Exactly. And it was really hard because getting my daughters to move was quite a process in itself, because when they came and looked at the house, obviously it was in its old state. And they were like, we're going to buy this.
Right.
I'm like, just hang in there with me. It's definitely quite the transformation.
Do you know, there's a zillion parts of this project that I could say is my favorite part, but the front porch and the exterior front before and after, I love just the curbside. I love the garage door. I love how it looks from the curb, and I love that porch that you have. That, you know, you're certainly not going to sit out there today, but, you know, in a couple of months, you'll be back to being able to sit there. And I can't imagine, if I were your daughters, I don't have that gift, Beth, and I don't know if you do, and certainly Jason does, and it is a gift, I believe that, to be able to look at it from the curb, what the house looked like, and I would be with your girls going, what are you thinking? Are you sure
this
is what...
Well, and honestly, we added to the front porch, we added a porch swing. So
yeah.
Now they can sit out there. And with school having to be at home with COVID and everything, my daughter's been out there doing schoolwork just to have a change of scenery instead of being at her desk in her room. Mm-hmm. So and J&J did the install of the porch swing for me, too.
I would have never doubted that, by the way. I would have never. Hey, Jason, before we get to a break, when you looked at, from the curb, you looked at the front of the house, are you able to immediately say, look, if this was my home or somebody that I know bought the home and wanted me to change it, this is what I would do with it? Are you able to just look at the front of the home and say, here's what I think is needed?
Yes. And I thought it was going to be beautiful, but then Beth even added the painting of the way we did with the brick. And that was all her. And I'll be honest, when she gave me the picture, I'm like, I don't know that we can do this. And I was nervous, but it turned out amazing, and I love it. And I think it adds so much to that house that I would have never even came up with that idea. And she did come up with that. And I really think it makes the house.
It's beautiful. It really does. And the fact that, again, you guys are in the same neighborhood, fairly close to each other. He has to be spot on this, Beth, because you can go knock on his door and go, hey, this isn't what I said. And it's not like you got to call him and he can just not pick up your call. You can see when he drives into his parking lot in his home and you can go right over.
I try not to be that person.
You know, that's why he didn't want me buying that house. Because I'd be sitting there waiting on him. I'd be out by the pool and waiting. Hey, is Jason home yet? I got a quick question for him. Hey, when Jason, the process on this, do you start with the exterior, interior, or are you doing both at the same time? What's the process on a job that's this big? And this was, again, a huge job. In the next segment, we're going to ask Beth exactly everything that was done, and she doesn't have to get into complete detail, but all the different things that were done. But when you start a project that size where it's interior and exterior, do you start with one and then do the interior second, or how do you do that?
Yep. So we actually did the interior first. And the reason we did that is because there was window movements and patio door placement movements. So stuff was moving on the house. So we definitely started with the inside. And we actually, on this one here too, because I want to do it as quickly as possible, we had two different architects come in. One did the upstairs and then all the header work. And then we had John, who was on last week, did the whole first floor in the basement. So even, like I said, mentioned, I had two different architects come on to try to speed it up and get it to what, you know, the finished project that we are at today.
Hey, from start to finish, Jason, how long of a project was it?
6 months.
About five to six. Yeah.
Beth, were you patient through the whole 5 to 6 months? Are you a patient person? Because I am not, so.
I'm a little hyper, but I knew, you know, you hit glitches, and it's the reality of the process. You know, stuff happens. Like the sump pump went at one point, and then we found out it was a drain tile issue. So then that kind of pushed us back a little bit. I think we actually would have been done sooner had that not occurred. But now, you know, now the sump pump has a battery backup, and so you kind of learn through your process things that you're going to need.
Hey, Beth, 2 weeks ago we had Jeff Soli on, and Jeff is having, they're just about done with a major project that they're doing with J&J Contractors. And one of the things that he said that set J&J Contractors apart was when there was a glitch, and when you're doing a project this size, there's always going to be something. And he came on the air and said, what sets them apart is how they respond to that. How quickly they take care of it, how quickly they have some solutions, how quickly they say, okay, this is a glitch. You're right, but this is what we're going to do to rectify that.
Right, and the reality of the market right now with everybody, I heard in your last segment how everybody's at home, and you know, a lot of the people are very busy. So trying to fit things into a schedule, you know, everybody's doing the best they can to get you to where you need to be as quickly as possible. So, and they definitely, you know, there was a lot of communication of that throughout the whole process.
Yeah, I think that's really, really important. Again, if you want to see what we're talking about, jjcontractorsllc.com, and go to the gallery part. And the third from on the top, the farthest to the right, award-winning 2019, and take a look at some of this. We're going to ask Beth Heise to talk a little bit about all the things they did with this home that they bought. And we're talking to J&J Contractors, Jason Seborowski, who is the owner. Again, jjcontractorsllc.com. You can give them a call at 414-423-9200. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on 1250 AM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on 1250 AM, The Fan. That bumper music brought to you by Beth Heise. She's a fan of that band, so we played it. And Jason Zabrowski, he is the owner of J&J Contractors, again, J&J Contractors LLC. And Beth doesn't know this yet, but I'm going to meet her sometime in the next week, and we're going to do a commercial together that's going to air on this this radio station in the month of February. Beth, you okay with that?
Sure.
Good. You don't sound so excited. That's awesome. Hey, when can we talk about all the things that you guys had done? And let's start with the interior, Beth, because okay. I want people to understand the scope of the job that J&J Contractors did such a good job for you.
Truly, there's nothing that wasn't touched. Let's put it that way. On the first level, it used to be a screened-in porch, and there's a home office now. So that was a whole, they had to redo the roof and all the walls and on the slab and level out the floor, take out a landing, things like that. So we added space, basically. So on the interior, we turned a four-bedroom into a three-bedroom, which is a master suite now. The smallest fourth bedroom, they made into a walk-in closet and master bath right off of the master bedroom. So, I mean, some major changes. Walls are taken out on the main level to make it more like an open space. And a feature wall with fireplace was added as well. Basically everything.
Hey,
wasn't touched.
Can I ask you, how much of this type of project did you know about prior to doing this? I mean, did you watch, you know, all the shows Love It or Listed and that kind of things and start getting ideas? Or did you know?
Yes, I did.
You did.
I did, but I didn't. I always thought I would never do something to this extent, but I knew I really wanted to live in Greendale and with the school district and everything. So I knew I wanted to be here. And a lot of the homes in Greendale, it depends on where you're buying, but you're going to have to redo some things based on the age of the house and different things that had been done. So
now that the project is done, Beth, is there anything that you would have changed? Is there anything that you would have said, boy, had I known this before, I may have done it this way? Is there anything that you would have changed with it?
There are some, there's a couple of minor things, but there's nothing real. I mean, the major things, no, absolutely not. The layout is perfect. The quality of the selections of the things that were selected, like flooring and the colors and the counters and the cabinetry. I mean, everything is just top notch.
Beth, did they help you with the selections? And I'll tell you the reason. I've told this story on the show a lot, but my wife and I had just some minor things done in our kitchen, had some new cabinets put in, and it was our job to go pick the hardware. Something as simple and basic as picking the hardware for the cabinets, and we were going to stop at a big box store before we went and had dinner, and I was hungry. So I thought, well, let's just pop in and out and pick these things. I literally went out to my car, and I was in the fetal position, Beth. I was, because I'm 100% Irish, and my final decision on everything is maybe, right?
Yeah.
It's maybe. I don't know. And I looked, and there was thousands of options, and I needed somebody to pick three and say, pick one. Was J&J Contractors right along your side picking all of the
definitely. Definitely. I worked with Kelly. We would do like shopping trips, like for the countertops. It was like that. Once we got to the point of like the hardware and all of that, as far as the cabinetry goes or the doors and different things, then she would send me ideas. I would say like what I thought I was looking for. And then she would send ideas. And most of the time it was like spot on. So they definitely help you through that process.
You know, and I love Jason. I think he's got a really good vision, but boy, oh boy. Kelly, and I've talked to her and seen some of her work, like she is spot on, and she really does have that gift as well, where she can see things before, and I think her color schemes are like perfect.
Exactly.
Jason, you're a lucky man.
I am. Who would have thought she was a nurse before this?
You know what? The last soiree that we were able to do down in, I believe it was Whitefish Bay, and that was a lot of her work, and it was incredible. And I remember standing off to the side saying, boy, Jason did a nice job on picking this. And she goes, Jason did? Really? Did he tell you that? And I started laughing. I go, no. I'm only kidding. He's giving you full credit for this. But boy, I'll tell you, she is spot on with all of this. Hey, Beth, when this finally got finished and you were able to move in, it must have just been like a ton of bricks lifted off your shoulders and you guys were able to move in and then make it your own. What a great feeling that was.
Oh, yes. And even still today, you sit in here and you just can't believe like this is really where we live. It's fantastic.
And the girls are happy with the final project?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Yeah, that's good.
Their rooms are spectacular. The bedrooms upstairs too, by being able to reconfigure up there. Everybody has a walk-in closet. Just by moving things around and making things the way that they should be, it really it improved the space and really the overall for living. You know, for daily living, it's just incredible the change that has transformed the house.
Is part of the deal that Jason did with you that the girls had to come and snow shovel and cut his grass and stuff like that?
Yeah, I got to get them to do their own.
Yeah, right. You got to get them to do their own. That's beautiful. Hey, Jason, when people ask me about J&J Contractors, you know, we have for years, we've told specific, look, they came and redid a bathroom or they came and redid the kitchen. And I think it's important for us and for a guy like me that talks about J&J Contractors to let people understand the scope of what you guys do is so much bigger than the change out of bathroom.
Yeah, like Beth's house, we literally took a house and took it down to the studs. I mean, we pulled out the insulation, the drywall, the electrical, like literally almost gutted the whole thing and redid it. And it's literally the basement, you know, all the way up to the second floor and then the whole exterior. So, I mean, we can do anything from a roof or siding job or a bathroom or kitchen to a whole, like, complete whole house.
Right.
And I think
the patio, the driveway, I mean, everything was done.
Wow. You know, I think it's important, and you and I have had this discussion, Jason, that I think with what we do here and when you come on the show and some of the advertising that you do on our station, that we thought it was important to brand J&J Contractors before we start talking about the entire scope of some of the things that you guys do. But with a number of your clients, and certainly Beth is one at the top of the list, that it's important that people understand when you think of J&J Contractors, think of everything from a you know, a bathroom remodel like we had at our home with J&J to, you know, all exterior, interior. And this is a company that started as a roofing company. You know, Jason's dad started this company out of necessity a long time ago. When he was on the show a while back, he told the story about getting laid off and he had this, you know, this family that he had to provide for. And so he went to work with another guy as a roofer. And from that is what J&J Contractors is to this day, which is now, you know, everything from in addition to a full home remodel like they did for Beth. Hey, Beth, I really appreciate your time. I look forward to meeting you in person. I'm going to be in contact next week, and we're going to either meet at J&J Contractors office, which is at 6600 Schoolway in Greendale, or we'll meet at your home, and we're going to do a quick commercial because I think it's important that you tell your story for people that might not be listening right now but listen to our station during the week, that they understand how happy you are that you guys selected J&J Contractors.
Definitely. Anytime.
Have a good weekend. Thanks. It was good talking to you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Beth. So much. Appreciate it.
Yep. Oh, sure. No problem.
We're gonna get to a break. Other side of the break, Jason and I have got a number of questions for him, and we'll close up the show. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on 1250 AM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on 1250 AM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern. Special guest is Jason Zabrowski, owner of J&J Contractors. Boy, Jason, you cannot get anybody better than Beth Heise to talk about the work that you guys do and what a great ambassador she is for you, your company, your family, the whole bit. She has just become a really good friend.
She has. It's honestly a blessing how everything worked out. Truly is. Like even yesterday, I came home from work and her daughter Piper was in the front yard sledding with the girls, and it's just, I don't know. It's really, really special. It's just this very sweet family, and very, very good friends with them now.
You know, one of the things that we didn't talk about was that, you know, the J&J Custom Real Estate, you guys found that home for her, that it was going to be listed, and she said, look, we went, not only did we buy the home, but Jason and his and Custom Real Estate sold our other home. And
correct.
So we went from start to finish with these guys, literally from start to finish. And, you know, we didn't talk about that part. And the other part that we didn't talk about was, I mean, that interior remodel, when you actually moved the staircase, correct?
Well, we didn't move it. We just straightened it. So, well, we did rebuild the whole staircase.
Right.
But it came towards the front door where now it just comes into the living space.
That was a big, and I should have brought that up with her, because when we talked the other day, she said, boy, I'll tell you, that really changed it, and how the work that they did with that, and it changed the whole way that when you walk in, it you know, it lays out, and she was so happy with that. The part that, the custom real estate part, which is you and Kelly and Bonnie, who is Kelly's mom. That part of it, I think we talked about this a couple years ago, Jason. The advantage of utilizing J&J Custom Real Estate is when there are issues, if you want to buy the home, but there are some changes that have to be made, again, you're a one-stop shop for people.
Correct. Well, and even on some, well, I'll use Best House as an example because we're talking about that. So we knew roughly when her house was going to be done. So we listed her house, you know, it was 45, 50 days beforehand. So that way gave perfect time for us to get her house done, for her to move into the new house, and just have everything work flawlessly. But some stuff did come up, and, you know, we did some drywall repairs and some painting. And there's a few other little, I think a plumber, we had to send a plumber out, an electrician out. But J&J Custom Homes just takes care of all that stuff. And we just send the bills to the customer, they pay it. So you're not doing anything. Like, you're really not. We're handling every step of the process for you.
That is the part that I think people have to understand when you have to deal with six different people and trying to get everybody on the same page, the difficulty that is, that keeps you up at night. But when you have one place like J&J Custom Homes that you can just start there and that's where it ends, and you're dealing with Jason's team, but you've got Jason's phone number, you know, you can feel really at ease that everything's going to be taken care of. And when they say, look, this is going to get done, and if there is any issues along the way, that Jason, I don't know if you know this, but the amount of people now, because of some of the changes we're doing with your advertising, I've had a chance to talk to a number of people like Beth, and the common thread between all of them, and some, you know, was a full exterior project. One was an interior project, and a lot of them were a combination of the two. But the common thread between all of them was, look, when there is an issue, it becomes a non-issue because they take care of it. They see it ahead of time, or if it happens and we didn't know because we're taking down walls and you never know what you're going to find there, they know exactly how to fix it, what to do, what the process is, and they're not afraid to tell us. And I think that's, you need to be proud of not only you, but certainly the people that work with and for you, that's the direction that they take the clients. Look, there's an issue, but we know how to fix it, and this is what we're going to do.
It takes time to get there, I will say that. But yes, I agree. That's one of my biggest things I talk about in all our meetings. And every day something is going to come up and something will be wrong, but it's how you problem solve and you take care of it and just keep moving on. And you can't get frustrated or upset. Even one of the guys called me yesterday, like, hey, one of the roofers accidentally cut the heater cable. And he was like all upset. I'm like, Dave, it's not a big deal. Get a new heater cable and put it in. He's like, He goes, Jay, you just make everything sound so easy. I'm like, well, it is.
Hey, Jason, the other part that is the common thread is you. You know, each of the people that I talked to, they said, look, once I met him in person and we sat down at his office or at my kitchen table and he walked us through the project, it made it much easier. He wasn't trying to sell me anything. He was just saying, look, these are the options and this is what I think you should do. And I got to commend you, young man, because you know what? That's the other common thread, is the trust that people immediately have in you. And I thank you for that, because the word honesty keeps coming out. And I think your mom and dad would be proud of that.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And they did raise me well, I believe.
I do, too. Jason, thank you so much for your time. Don't forget, with the NARI show coming up in May, put that on your calendar, the 21st, 22nd, 23rd.
Yep, I will
State
be there.
Fair Park. Yeah, you and me both. You and me both. I look forward to seeing you again. And again, thank you so much for booking the month of January with us.
No, Mike, I love it. And I appreciate that we have the opportunity to even do it. So I think it's awesome.
That's good, man. Thank you so much again. JJ
hey,
Contractors.
Any requests? What you'd like to maybe talk about next week, or a different department, or
I would, you know what? I'll call you off the air. I'll call you on Tuesday. Okay. I'd like Shannon to come on, but I don't think she will. This is the NARI Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on 1250 AM, The Fan.